This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Question for you, Sean.
Yeah, hit me. You can ask me anything. You know that.
There's so much, you know, we're navigating all this new territory. Like, how do we...
What do you mean?
Like, the new normal is all this new stuff.
Sorry, no, just could you clarify what new territory? Are you talking about the floor of the ocean?
I'm talking about the internet.
Ah, yes. Well, because a large majority of the ocean is unexplored.
Sure. More than of space, in fact. Did you know that?
Way more. We know way less about what is in our water. But you were talking about the internet.
A very short question. Do you know how to order a egg online?
Okay, yeah. I've been coming up against this too. I can get one. It is a Tamagotchi egg.
So that is the thing I ran into as well. But
yeah, I can get dozens of those.
What I'm looking for is regular egg, one egg, trying
just
to make
a
cookie.
Mm. Well, you and I can go on this journey together. I mean, obviously we have a guest. I don't know if we want to dig in so hard on the egg delivery.
Maybe we can come back to
now.
It.
We can come back to it. Let's come back to it. And he might be able to help. He'll probably know more than I will.
This is Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Button,
dropping names
in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
And it's Tony Hawk.
It's Tony Hawk here.
Hello.
Tony, how do you want to be introduced?
Yes.
Yeah, skateboarding.
Correct.
Is that the main thing?
Skateboarder. Yeah, I don't know skateboard. I'm not actively skateboarding right now, so skateboarder works.
Could be interesting.
They don't know that,
Could have been good, and I'm sure the show will be fine.
Tony, they don't know that?
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll still have fun, but
could have
pretended.
I am doing kickflips as I speak.
And thank you. And I see that, Tony.
And let's not get too far ahead of the audience. Let's talk about what skateboarding is. Skateboarding is, it's very, almost like very low rise Siamese rollerblades.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now talk about this. Expand
well, that's
on
a
this.
Bit of the cart before the horse, because I think skateboarding came along much sooner than rollerblading ever did. Although it was a direct descendant of roller skates. So
okay.
It comes full circle that way.
Talk about roller skates.
Roller skates are cool.
They're an inspiration to you, yes?
Yeah, I mean, the first skateboards were made with roller skate. Trucks of wheels, like literally pulling them off the bottom of shoes and nailing them onto 2x4s. That was the first skateboard.
And the first skateboarder was a roller skater whose shoelaces got tied together by a prankster. Is that correct?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
But I do know that I went to Sierra Leone a long time ago, like 15 years ago, on a charity mission, and I brought my skateboard, and the kids there had never seen a skateboard. And they called it roller boogie. And they said,
boogie.
I want to try the roller boogie. Let me try roller boogie.
Mm.
Which I thought was super cool.
It's better.
It's cooler, it makes you think that we settled on skateboard a little too fast.
Man,
everything about
right.
it is better.
Roller boogie.
Roller boogie was on the table.
Roller boogier.
Think about how much better your life would be if your entire career you'd been called a pro roller boogier. Instead of like skateboard.
Pressure, because that makes you means you kind of dance too.
Brother, you're telling me. Speaking of roller boogieing, that actually gives me an idea for how to retitle the new Tony Hawk game. We're obviously here to help you brainstorm. We're going to design some aspects of the game. It's a well-known franchise, but it could use a fresh coat of paint. No one better than me and the Haze Man. We've created a lot of very famous, very popular games on this show. Fight Haver, the Drive Fast edition, the video game version of the film, The Proposal, or was it? Is that right?
Oh, Indecent Proposal?
No,
just regular Proposal.
Although we're open to doing that one too.
Mm-hmm. That could be the sequel.
That's a great idea. And so we're helping each other. Oh, and yeah. we should double back. Do you know how to order egg, Tony?
Egg.
Order an egg?
Yeah.
Oh, egg.
If it's online. Prepared, maybe. Not an egg in its shell.
Yes. No, you can't get it in the shell. Huh. They only deliver it loose.
I went to the grocery store last week, and they had plenty of eggs. And I thought, cool,
Should we be bragging about that?
Last week it was a lot different than this week.
Whole other world last week.
But I do have a big family. I do need to get groceries. It is essential.
And Kevin, can you say we recorded this 2 weeks
Tony's
ago
big
so that
family.
Last week is actually appropriate?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. You got it. I'll hold up like an old newspaper.
Perfect.
It's fine. I will still own it. I need to get groceries for my family.
Just marinating on this idea. Is that a game?
Tony's Big Family Roller Boogie Edition.
And it's about how Tony
Grocery Edition.
Tony has to manja his whole family. Manja.
They all must manja. This very
What, like cannibals?
No, you don't manja them.
I think he used manja wrong.
I think you can do that in the game, but then you lose. If you eat your family, that's game over.
There's probably a special code where you're allowed to do that, but it is only
it's
for
like
the
It's like a
civics.
Grand Theft Auto
A patch.
Cheat.
Mm-hmm. It's
yeah,
a patch.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, my story is that I went to the grocery store. I got 2 cartons of eggs. I got to the front, and the guy removed one and said you can only get 1 carton of eggs.
Wow.
Is that true?
That no wonder true. there were plenty of eggs.
And then he put it next to his scanning thing. Like, nope.
And that's a fake story or real?
That's a real story.
Land of the
exciting,
free.
But it happened.
Mm. Land of the free, huh?
The eggs
aren't free.
Tony, you have a series.
It's not like I wasn't trying to hoard them. We are going to go through them. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
You have a series of famous tweets. So you go through customs and people recognize you and they make comments to you, correct?
Yeah, or the opposite, where they look at my ID and they see my name and they don't connect the dots.
Right.
They know it's the same name as the guy they know, but they can't imagine that it's actually me in front of them. It happened
and
yesterday.
Those are fake? Those stories?
Those are all real. Why are you accusing me of all this fakery?
No, we're helping you. This has never been put on record like this. Yeah.
They're all real?
Do I need to exaggerate them and make them fake? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is in the same way as bragging about the grocery store, people are supposed to not be doing unnecessary travel right now. So I think it is possible that those kind of tweets are doing real damage. You must agree with that.
I will say that it happened to me yesterday and I refrained from sharing it because I didn't want to
It implied that you were traveling.
Yeah.
That I was out and about and I was at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So but even that's then, growth. That's
it's
real
going
growth.
To drown itself in the negativity of being out and about as opposed to just enjoying the interaction that did actually happen that was actually really funny. And I just have to save it.
So by not posting it, in a way, the grocery store became a grocery store, didn't it?
It became what?
A grocery store
because you experienced growth.
You exhibited real human growth.
Growth, yes, absolutely.
Your company is called The Bird's House, correct?
Birdhouse.
This is because hawk is a kind of bird?
Thank you, yes. You'd be surprised how many people don't connect that.
I'm still refusing to. Tell me why it's named that.
Because I break apart birdhouses to make them into skateboards. That's why.
Oh.
And the birds have nowhere to live.
And now the birds are homeless.
Yeah. But then the birds are
laying their eggs in places where we can access them.
Yeah, exactly.
So when Tony goes to the grocery store, you only get 1 carton of eggs. It's okay. The birds are laying their eggs on the ground now because he broke all the birdhouses.
The ultimate supremacy of man over nature.
You got it.
That's a powerful message for this day and age, that we will prevail. Humanity's tough. We've beaten the birds. We've taken their homes. And so what is some little crazy, you know, microscopic bug that's creeping around for us to defeat now? But I do want to get to the game. And the game is Tony's Big Family Roller Boogie Edition, Maja style. We obviously, I noticed in some of these games, we kind of get dropped right into the skateboarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is maybe the least interesting part. We don't really get a backstory of why are we skateboarding?
Why
and
now?
Where were we yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And what were we doing the day before? And where we go to school? And so we do want to try to instill the message of like, let's tell the story of who this person is. And if we get to the skateboarding, great. That would, you know, that'll be fun at the end of the game. But let's sort of set the foundation so that we can build a house that lasts.
Did you go to college, Tony?
I did not.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's never too late.
That's the You're answer. Right. The answer is not yet.
I gotta remember
and
that.
We do believe in you.
Thank you. Wow, I gotta work on my applications now.
When some of these yahoos make college free, you know, what's gonna stop you?
Yeah, exactly.
No, everybody can go then. Tony Hawk can go then.
I can fake my SAT scores.
No, it's true.
For the right price.
It's true. It's true. So, yeah, no, we should work on your application. So I guess the first, when you open like the load screen of the game, it'll say like starting application, and then we'll fill out our college applications.
Yeah.
There's probably a personal essay portion that you can write as part of the game. Maybe like,
oh yeah,
what's a summer that changed your life? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there like a summer experience that changed your life or made you appreciate your family more, you know? And we could write that out. Do you have like a story like that, that we could help prompt people to type into the game?
Wow. Yeah, but I feel like I shouldn't give them any hints.
Okay.
I feel like they've got to figure it out for themselves.
One hint, one little hint.
It's so
one
tiny.
Hint.
A tiny hint about
could just
a
be the name
experience.
Of like a seed or something.
Yeah.
We took all the kids to Iceland a couple years ago. That's Lola. She's mad that that the wind is blowing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that really makes me insane.
Yeah, well, mostly it frightens her, even though
read
she's
the
like
room,
a scary
wind.
Beast. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now's not the time. It's not about you right now. No, my dog is mad right now, too. Apparently, on my street, there's another dog.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He's been going, no way, right? Yeah, it's been a big conversation between all of us.
I bet.
So if you don't want to give a hint about the summer that
no, he
life,
said
I said yeah, we took all the kids to Iceland a couple years ago and it was fun, and there were a few challenges we met with, and
rotten
we
shark.
All kind of came through
volcano.
It better.
Rotten shark.
Mm.
Did you eat the fetid shark?
I have, but not that trip.
Not in Iceland. Just
I did have
at home.
Yes. In Iceland I did have, it's not penguin, but what is it called?
Chicken.
What's the other the other type of penguin?
Dolphin.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Puffin.
Doesn't matter.
Puffin.
Puffin, yes.
Puffin meat.
I had an Icelandic tasting menu and they served puffin.
Barbara's organic puffins.
It's not
cereal.
Good. It's really not good.
Puffins no good?
Yeah.
No, peanut butter ones are okay.
Brett has so Brett's holding a guitar. Brett is locked and loaded right now. This is Brett. Okay. Tony, this is Brett.
Hey Tony, it's nice to meet you. I'm
you
just
too.
Here ready if you need me. I have, you know. I'm a big fan of the games, and when I heard the college application screen, to me that got ideas really turning. Like,
yeah, I'd love to hear what does the college application screen sound like, and maybe even you could if you have the chops, you could riff us all the way into like checking into the dorm room and getting set up and then kissing our parents goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like,
okay. All right. Nice.
Where are we in the game now?
Okay, well, I've just written a little essay about how I guess didn't eat rotten shark, even though that's what it's famous for. Now I am like setting up my lava lamp. I'm putting up my Fight Club poster that's in Italian. I'm setting up some really funny like Funko Pops and stuff, like some obscure ones for people to discuss when they come in.
That's pretty. I feel like that is a pretty peppy tune, though. You got to be doing that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we got to rush through this because we have so much to do before we even get to the character learning about what a skateboard is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like in Mario when you're running out of time, it gets really fast.
Right. Yeah. That's my daughter. I honestly think that's one of my daughter's biggest fears is when the music starts getting so doomed like that.
Mm-hmm. When it's just basically
she should be in
video
the army
saying,
then.
You're fucked. No, don't put her in the army. No offense.
Because it's
no,
much
not.
Scarier in the army.
I'm not.
No, the army's way scarier than Mario. Army.
And so basically, so all the Funko Pops are set up, and then your roommate comes in to be like, hey, what's up? And it is a whole family. So it's kind of this new, modern, instant family that we see now in 2020 where, like, you go to college and your roommates are a woman and a lot of children, right? This is something that is happening now.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, because you didn't go, but you don't know yet.
Yeah, but I guess I'm going soon.
Yeah.
Well, when you go now, you'll actually be prepared because Hayes is kind enough to explain to you that your roommate is often a woman, several children,
and
a dog.
She's going to college?
The whole family is.
Everybody is.
So they're like a bunch of Doogie Howsers.
They're all like one unit. So like they are essentially one Doogie Howser. They all take classes together. They all take tests together as a unit. The family is one, and they get one diploma at the end is how it works. And Lola as well gets to go.
Okay. That's a lot of explaining.
Do you think that's going to be difficult for people to understand in the video game?
Yeah, I feel like that storyline is a little getting...
That your roommate's an entire family that's attending college as a single student?
As a collective one student, yeah, I mean...
I don't want to be offensive, Tony. I mean, you're not the audience for this. You know, like...
Yeah.
You're maybe slightly out of touch with the people who are playing your games who probably are dealing with this firsthand almost every day.
Yeah, I'm not the demo. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to the action. That's all.
Dude, yes. And I would like to do that too. And for me, the action is signing up for classes.
I see.
Like it's figuring out like, okay, what can I take that's for me and what can I take that's for my future? Because I don't
want. And can you get in? I do know that. I mean, I have kids in college, so at least I get that.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get the classes you want.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Tony. You don't have to decide everything right now. You don't have to, you're just starting college. You don't have to pick, it's not the courses you take now are not the career you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Right.
You don't have to have it all shift direction.
Out. Yeah.
Don't put that pressure. Most people change majors 13 times in their first year of college.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they change careers twice that much in their second year of college.
How do you get high scores?
High scores?
Yeah.
Well,
in the game.
Study. Unfortunately, there's no substitute.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's
so
no substitute
kids,
for hard
kids
work.
That are actually in college are going to play the video game about being in college. and spend equal amounts of time on that. Is that what you're
saying? Don't you think that would reflect their real life? Yeah.
No, it is. This is how they will be going to college as well.
Yes.
This is, so imagine this, Tony. There's all like, you buy a Gabe for like whatever, $300, whatever these things cost now. And you play the game and it has no like meaning to your life.
But it's not relatable, doesn't apply.
We can create a game that people will, that costs a college tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And it is college. And you are taking this, you're playing this game and you are taking college and going to college.
And at the end, when you graduate the game, you walk up, you hand it to your boss and you say, I'm ready to work now.
Wow. Okay.
So that, financially, it's going to be better for us.
All right.
We're replacing college. Yeah. I know you want to grind the rail, but some of these people have to put their nose in the to the grindstone and actually read a book.
Oh, and so what about textbooks in the game?
Yeah, that's sold separately.
Of course.
You do. The game has an in-game bookstore, and it is ultimately just a list of directions to take you to the actual bookstore. We're still working out the kinks with some of it.
Like Lola.
We don't have figured out.
Brett got it. Brett's like a huge music guy. And so when I make a joke about how the Kinks and Lola and like and able to put that together in a freaking nanosecond, Brett is like right there.
And then you see me nod my head really exaggeratingly because I get it. Yeah.
Okay, ice cream mixer.
So is your roommate a cross-dresser? Is that what you're saying?
No, so...
We're really going to need to establish that this was recorded several weeks ago, Kevin. Just so that we're totally in the clear. I believe that the song Lola is about a man wearing women's clothing. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Brett, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to offend anyone. That's actually what the song is about. But I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Is it offensive to name your, name your dog after that?
Oh, well, my son, my oldest son named her, and so I don't know what the reference was.
Oh, wait, I'm playing Ape Man.
It could be that other Lola song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, Brett, play that.
The other Lola song?
Yeah, play it now.
What's the other one?
Play it.
Isn't there another one, Brett? Are you thinking of Layla, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I might be. Oh. Sorry.
Brett, will you play Layla, please?
Good luck with that.
Say Lola instead.
Good luck with that. Tony thinks you can't play it.
That seems more difficult than the Kinks.
Is that coming through?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You got it. All right.
Did you shower today, Brett?
Oh, there you go. Wow. Oh. Okay.
Did you shower
today?
Good
luck with that, huh? Good luck with that. I did not shower today, Hayes.
Oh, I could tell because there's some stank on that.
Plenty of stank on the riff, brother.
That sounded good.
Thank you. It's by Eric Clapton. He's one of the original founders of the blues.
Thank you.
And so we're learning a lot, and I feel like I'm in college almost as we design this game.
Can I teach a class on the blues?
I think that would be nice. Yeah, just sort of something that we should have the student actually attend the class. So
hey, downloadable content upgrades,
DLC,
more money coming in.
Yeah, in-game purchase. You can.
Yeah, in-game purchase, more revenue stream. Mm. Good idea.
Brett, that's so smart. So, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and click, and I'm going to pay, like, $300 or whatever it is to get my, like, blues class from Brett, and now my guy's going and he's learning about the blues.
But, Brett, you have to say, like, some facts and stuff. Like, talk about
the man. Blues. Nah, man, blues is about listening. It's about feeling it. You don't talk about facts with the blues. You either have it or you don't.
Okay, that's disappointing for me as someone taking the class that I already paid for.
Yeah, just to find out that you either have it or you don't.
But the only way you know you have it is to listen to me play it, and you either feel it or you don't, right?
Or you drop out.
Or you drop out.
Look to your left. Yep. Right. Look to your right.
Now look back at me. Don't look to your left and right anymore. Listen to me. Okay. Yeah. Stop looking to your left. For the rest of class, don't look there anymore. Look at me. I'm the teacher. You should be looking straight ahead.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we have to do intramurals.
Hell yeah.
It's a great way to meet other people in the class. And of course, this is a Tony Hawk game. So we will be playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate Frisbee is a great place to meet some of the crunchier dudes and dudettes on campus. And a lot of them hang out on the quad in front of Earth House, where all the environmentally conscious students live. I'm going to select to purchase my tie-dye shorts for an extra $300 or whatever it is, so that my character will fit in when we appear there. When I arrive at Ultimate Frisbee, I have the option to have a conversation or just try to get in the game. What do you select, Kevin?
I'm going get in the game.
Okay, you grab the frisbee and huck it way too hard. It goes flying and no one can find it. Everyone's mad at you.
Damn it. Do I gotta start over?
Yep. Okay, you have to fill out a whole new essay.
Mm-hmm. We should so there should be a skateboarding element in this.
Okay. Has there ever been like jumping the gun?
I think when you're in college, it's just to get to class. That's it.
That could be the coolest way to get to class. Oh. Yes. So you are a skateboard. You go to college with your master, the owner. And when they get to college, they lean you up against the wall behind the door. And you're like disappointed because they're like meeting other friends. And they've met this whole family now that's their roommate, and they're not as focused on you, the skateboard, anymore. And you miss them, and you're like collecting dust behind the door. And maybe you're meeting like other stuff that's back there, like a tennis ball or something. But then he starts like taking you to class. That's cool. And so you hit the A button to just kind of like gently kick the skateboard along to class.
Yeah, and then you can take out other people's shins on the way.
And how do you do this? With your foot? Or you just use the skateboard, you run into their shin?
You just kind of misdirect him. So okay. The nose runs into different shins, or we call it a shark bite if you go on behind the ankle.
Iceland. Yeah.
Could be an interesting...
Take a big bite of shark in Iceland, huh?
So I'm just bringing it around.
No, but yeah, you bark their shins, and I guess we want to design the deck for the skateboard. Obviously, it's not just going to be a plain like wooden surface. It could be a still image from the film Finding Neverland.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just something to say, hey, I'm a lover of film. I obviously want to know my history, but the movie about the life of J.M. Barrie, Finding Neverland.
Did you see this, Tony?
Have you watched that?
No.
Now that is fake. And now, of course, I go saw, back to every I saw other
leaving,
story.
I saw Leaving Neverland. I didn't see Finding Neverland.
Okay. Well, you have to find it first.
Can't leave okay. it.
So that is
it.
So that is out of order.
Okay. I think they are two entirely different concepts, though.
It's a 2004 historical fantasy drama film. It was directed by Mark Forster.
Okay, thank you.
Seven nominations at the 77th Academy Awards. So we're back at 2004, and you're saying, okay, seven nominations. Somehow, I need more nominations.
Maybe an eighth nomination, and I go check out the flick.
Maybe
at that point you're
or maybe I just think maybe high. I think it's just too played out. Maybe I think it got too much attention and I am here holding it down.
Okay. Well, what's the underrated, very secret movie you saw in 2004 instead of Finding Neverland that we can direct our audience to go and check out?
Oh man, I don't have that on my fingertips.
Okay. And he's lying again.
You're all looking up everything and I'm just here. I am fully fixated. You have my full attention. I'm not out like searching the internet for other facts and directors and nominations, but I will if you want.
Chop wood, carry water. No. It's fine. I want you in the moment, man. So
Semper in presenti.
I think that you.
Oh, okay. 2004. I got it. Shaun of the Dead. There you go. I looked it up.
Okay.
That's my 2004 movie.
And that's because my name's Sean and you wish I was dead.
Yeah. I wish you were in the zombie apocalypse.
Well, I'm pretty close to it these days.
Yeah, that's my choice. There you go.
That movie
is good.
Is pretty good. It's not scary enough. I wasn't scared at all.
Okay.
What I remember is keeping my eyes open and staying and not getting under my seat because I was feeling just actually not scared even a little bit during it. So
I was laughing, but mostly at how unscary it was.
Well, it's fake. I was screaming and fake at the screen.
Almost the entire thing is fake.
Every time someone died or got hurt, I was screaming, fake. Oh, my God, that's so fake. And so I remember everyone else in the theater having a good time because of the energy I was able to bring to it. But I don't remember the film itself, really.
Strange, not to mention Eurotrip, which also came out in 2004 and was real and is a movie that actually did happen.
Do you remember Eurotrip?
Kind of.
Fred Armis is bothering him on the train.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Okay.
Was that because they're about to go to college in the movie? Is that right?
Yeah, I just banned
the last trip
movies
before college. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why you weren't a fan.
Yeah.
We should pick some songs.
Please.
We have to do new songs for the game. That's like new.
But they should sound like songs we know.
I mean like new songs.
I don't want to be too weird. Oh, you mean like new songs that have never been in the game before but are existing songs.
Well, we could also do new songs.
Do you want to?
Brett's good at songs.
Brett can do songs.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Tony, do you want to create a little bit of the soundtrack? I feel like you're checked out on the game. It seems like the college thing is not connecting for you. You're really pushing to get to the action, but I don't know what you think that is if we're not attending class and earning a degree so that we can get a better job.
I threw in the skating, the taking out pedestrians,
the skating
to class.
That's
so
right.
I guess that's my wheelhouse.
That shit was epic. That was epic wind sauce. No, that I was like.
So if we can get, maybe we can get the music to that segment, I would be happy.
Okay.
Wheelhouse could have been a better, more accurate name for your company. And while the secret of it, that it is like a bird and hawk and stuff, was very easy for me, for some people, it was very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And now Wheelhouse, we're understanding that because that's basically what a skateboard is.
Yeah. We make more skateboards than wheels, though. So that would be tricky, but I get it.
How is that even possible?
Yeah. There's four
wheels.
Well, wheels
are not our specialty. We make the decks, and so people buy other types
of
wheels.
Borrow
generally
the wheels? But you do make some wheels.
Some.
Do you make bearings? I remember always having to replace my bearings.
Mm. Yeah. We basically make sort of mid-tier bearings and wheels and trucks for complete skateboards. But if you want to go higher end, you would get more component stuff. And, you know, we can have all those available in-app purchases.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, the thing is, the way I see these games lay out where you're going to buy a board or you're going to buy wheels is like as if they're already made. We don't go into the factory at all. We don't select different alloys
chain
or polymers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's actually make this a game that teaches people, that's how a wheel starts.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Or just like, back it up.
Yeah. They're unionizing. The workforce is unionizing.
Mm-hmm. You got to deal with that. Okay, let's move this production overseas.
What do we do? Poison the water cooler.
Yeah.
And what is the soundtrack to that?
What's the soundtrack to poisoning the water cooler and eliminating breaks?
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have to sing too, Brett.
Poisoning the water. Poisoning the water. Pick out a new ball bearing. Do I move to a factory in China? Do I move to a factory in America? Do I select new game?
That's good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, by by poisoning the water cooler and eliminating breaks, we have made it so that nobody is using the
water cooler. Nobody's drinking the
water. So.
Oh, I see.
That was.
I was
Yeah.
You're I was getting a Judas Priest breaking law kind of vibe from that.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, he's saying you copied them, Brett. It's not a compliment. He's saying that you
I was getting that vibe. I liked it.
I mean, Tony's got a keyboard behind him. Did you want to get in there with Brett and start jamming?
It's broken.
Ah.
Sounds even better. Sounds even better that way.
Brett can probably fix it remotely. Brett, just eyeball it in the background there and tell him.
What's missing?
Yeah, get in there, Brett.
You just got to bash the keys a little bit.
Oh, there is actually, there are actually two keys that are sticking up and they are irreparable.
Exactly. We should put Judas Priest Painkiller in the game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the underrated Judas Priest song.
Okay.
So you're saying that the song that Tony mentioned was is overrated and played out?
Well,
Definitely, for them, yes, absolutely.
I would be surprised if it hadn't been
of Judas Priest.
Yes,
I'd be surprised if it hadn't been used yet in one of the games.
What do we think
we
about
Dua Lipa in there? What
about,
Kevin?
The song that Adam Driver sings at the end of Marriage Story.
Oh, that could being be really alive. Good.
Yeah, being alive.
That's really interesting because so much of our life, especially when we're young and not really appreciating what we have, that our bodies are beautiful and supple and that our minds are razor sharp and we're stressed out about classes and all these other things. We don't appreciate that we don't have any real responsibilities yet. And I think being alive has this message of like, wait, let's stop down and kind of appreciate some of this stuff. And it's about relationships, obviously, too, and finding someone to share your life with, which I think around the time of college, you better be looking at that or you are going to end up out in the cold.
Did you see that, Tony?
I did not.
Marriage Story didn't
only,
see it?
Only too many nominations? Six nominations.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you watching instead? Baby Driver?
Once it reaches three, I don't watch them in protest. There you go.
I see.
Sick.
That's metal. Three nominations. He's
there.
Out.
You go. I'm counterculture. What can I say?
Shit, that's metal as fuck.
Tony, we do want to try to tie in our episodes a little bit into the current news situation. Do you have any skateboard tricks that you would recommend for people who are in quarantine and can't leave their house? Is there a safe skateboard trick that you've invented that people can do just sort of on their couch or when they're putting on their gloves to get their mail or anything like that?
I feel like if you use your couch as a ledge, it's very springy and it kind of gives you new options.
Right. So you can like half grind it and then kind of bounce off the couch.
Yeah. Or like ollie into it and literally bounce off of it.
So right, that's the thing about
sort of what I said.
All these other games.
Well, you don't have to grind. I'm talking about just going stationary.
No. Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. No, you could go stationary and just ollie into it. But it's just like I said bounce off it. And then you were like literally bounce off of it. And it was as if your idea was like so new. But it's fine. It's cool. This is your thing.
You know,
skateboarding is your thing. My thing is education.
Idea. We're all part of the same team here.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I want to make sure we're careful about the way we collaborate. Where if you're saying something that someone maybe just said in their previous idea.
Yeah, it's just that at the end of the day, I'm going to get more money for it. So I need it to be more of my idea.
Okay.
Speaking of,
is that cool?
Yeah, that's obviously not what motivates me. You can see I live in a pretty humble office. Mm-hmm. You have your big office with your broken keyboard. So that's kind of
like an allegory for the whole thing, isn't it? The big, nice office, and yet the keyboard, the soul of the office, is broken.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps me grounded.
Did you break it skateboarding?
Yeah, we're going crazy in here. I'm trying to skate the keyboard. That's how desperate it is.
That's
quarantine.
The springy couch idea could be really interesting. If one thing about some of the other games.
Which whose idea with the springy couch? Mine or Tony's?
No matter whose it was, the other games, something that is boring and frankly kind of stupid about them is you're never like getting on a secret spring, like a springy thing that's like boing and it's like bouncing you into a secret world, into like being able
into
to do
a quarantine.
Yeah, exactly. Being like, and that's making people safe. Like, okay, you hit the secret spring and now you're in your house.
Yeah, sucked into a tube into your house.
Where it's safe to be. You're not going to the grocery store bragging about it. You're not doing unnecessary travel.
You're not going, just going right to the customs desk at the airport just to be like, you guys, do I look familiar?
Yeah, like,
we're not doing that.
Yeah,
we're not doing that in the game.
No, I saved like, that for real life.
Yeah, you look familiar. You're here every day. Yes, we recognize you.
Yep.
Gonna buy a flight today, Tony, or just window shopping again?
I just want to get through customs and see what happens.
That'll be so nice when this is all over and you get to go to customs again.
Yeah,
I want that for you.
That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Just so I can collect more tweets. That's it.
Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, we do final exam, or we do...
Do we write a thesis?
Oh, yeah, we have to do a thesis, yes. If you want to graduate with honors, you have to do a thesis. You have to write the entire thesis, and I want to make clear that the mechanism for typing is not like a keyboard. It's the one where it's like, okay, like flashing letter A, and then you flip through all the possible letters, and you select...
like a flip phone.
Yes, you select that one, and then you go from there. This is how we used to have to do it. When we were in college, you used to have to... People now have this whole keyboard to type on, but it used to be that you had to flip through every single letter one by one, and that actually taught you to be careful about what you were saying.
For sure. So, Brett, do you have a soundtrack to us writing the thesis? It doesn't have to be Being Alive from Marriage Story. It could be really any show tune.
What kind of feel do you want for this one? Final boss, right?
Yes, it is. It is the final boss.
Before you know 76 trombones?
Before you get into the job market.
It's like a scary boss.
That's not scary to me.
I'm actually feeling even braver hearing that.
I'm laughing at how not scary that is.
Is that scary?
Mm. 76 trombones music. And we gotta go. Yeah. That's more the vibe we were looking for.
Terrifying.
Let the big parade. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. This is giving me the feeling of a parade. There's trombones. I'm typing. It's taking a long time, but I'm getting my message across. I'm supporting my thesis. I'm citing all of my references. And I'm actually attaining skills that are going to be very useful in the new job market that I'm entering.
Now,
do we want to do an unpaid internship? Tony?
Unpaid internship?
I guess that would be the only free-to-play element of the whole
right.
game.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, it's a lot of work, and you have to, your parents have to be able to support you during that process. So that's what the game asks. It's like they make sure that your parents are wealthy enough to pay your rent and your... Like Kevin, actually, when he first started at Earwolf. Is that right, Kevin?
I had other jobs.
Working for your parents.
My dad.
Is that right? Sending parents an email every day.
A check-in.
Well, that's what happens if you select Kevin as a character.
Mm-hmm. You go straight to the final boss. You can kind of skip all of the hard stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Who else is in this game?
Yeah, who else should we encounter?
Who are the new skaters that we should know about?
Who are the new? There are many. The number one pick right now for the Olympics was going to be Nyjah Huston, but they just postponed the Olympics. So, but definitely him. He did not go to college, though. I can't say many of them did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
I saw him in a college.
Talk about that, Kevin.
Okay. I was at watching a skate competition, and he won, and it was at USC. So I was like, wow, look at this. Here we all are.
You were watching it, and it was elsewhere, or was at USC?
It was at USC. It was the skate league.
Okay.
Kevin, your story's falling apart. Tony has identified some inconsistencies. Tony's a goddamn fucking bloodhound, man, and he's going to get to the truth. Now, you've been talking out of both sides of your neck all day. Now, was it at USC or were you at USC? And what was going on there?
It was at USC, and I went there to watch it.
And he was there, too?
And he competed and won.
That's the opposite of what you said the first time.
Yeah, as he has many of them, yes.
I think some of the new characters, because we do have this college element, should be professors. We should have H block and R block there to help you do your taxes at the end of every skating season. I think you should be encountering a lot of the sort of real life people that you need to help you. Tony.
Sure.
Could we get maybe like if we achieve our dream of becoming a professional skateboarder, could we get a series of cutscenes talking to like our business manager?
Yeah, that's absolutely. You. Yeah. Yes.
And you could portray them.
Sure. Yeah.
So, okay. So I just won a big competition at USC. Even Chef Kevin was there to see me, and I'm in talking to my business manager, and I'm just saying like, hey, you know, I appreciate everything you do for me, but it's really not been very transparent. I don't know where a lot of my money goes, and then you're taking a percentage of it. I love that I don't have to do some of this paperwork on my own, but are you hiding something from me?
Yeah, well, you're in a tax bracket that's basically takes 70% of your income. So, you know, and I take a very small cut of that just to keep things in order. And so you're going to have to work twice as hard in order to maintain your lifestyle. That's okay. Lesson number one.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a great inspirational message. It's like, you just got to work twice as hard because let's face it, you're unfairly overtaxed.
And taxation right. is theft. Is that correct?
I don't make the rules. I'm just the accountant. I'm just trying to help you manage your resources.
Okay. This game is really good. And what I think I like about it the best is this was kind of like a little secret trick that we did, is that Tony, you have now gone to college from us.
Yes. So the next time someone asks you, mm-hmm. did you go to college? You don't have to, have to get that hangdog look on your face. You just,
okay.
You proudly, you puff you. Up your yes. chest and you go, yeah, Hazen Sean took me to college.
Yeah.
And we had a lot good. Of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tony's Big Family Zoom Boogie Edition College.
Mm-hmm. Manja Edition.
Perfect. Manja Edition.
Manja mode.
Well, I appreciate it, you guys.
No, thanks I appreciate
you gotta
it.
Go.
Is there anything else?
I mean, I at this point, it's just really someone's got to do the coding and the programming of this.
The graphics. Yeah. The and rendering.
Yeah.
I think it the should motion be like capture. A text adventure.
Well, you should have said that at the beginning, Brett.
Brett, it's too late. We've already come up with some cool images.
There's already graphics.
The instant family checking in next to you. There, we can't do that. You kissing your parents goodbye at their station wagon. We can't do that in text.
It's already
version.
Being rendered.
Oh. Yeah, we're already drawing that.
So maybe do that at the beginning next time.
Okay, Tony. Well, something we like to say to our guests when they're here is that I do love you and I am in love with you. You don't have to say it back. Obviously, if you're not comfortable, there's no need. We did just meet, but it's something okay. that we say and I always like to say it, especially when I'm feeling a lot of warmth and reciprocity from the guest. So, I'm just putting that out there for you. And then whatever, if you have any parting words, and it doesn't have to be that, but it could be.
Well, I love talking to you guys.
Okay, and I actually am totally comfortable saying as well that I love you and I am in love with you. So to me, just listening to the two different things, it sounds a little bit different than what you said. And again,
there's no pressure for you to say anything in particular. It's what anyone's comfortable with is what we want them to do. So
maybe I should have seen Marriage Story then.
So that actually could have communicated a message to you that you might have internalized that could be useful to you right now. And if you want to take a second to think about your closing thoughts, maybe Brett and Kevin, maybe you have something you'd like to say to Tony.
Yeah, I'm playing this really nice music and it just, to me, it's super comfortable and it feels natural to say I love you and I'm in love with you. And really... that's all I've wanted to say this whole time.
Thank you.
Hi, Tony. Chef Kevin here. Wow. I actually was watching some tutorial videos of you, and I used it to learn how to skateboard. And then I got bullied by some kids this week because they said I have room for improvement. Thanks, Lola. And I just want to say I love you and I'm in love with you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Okay. Well, I guess based on peer pressure, I do love you and I'm in love with you as well.
Oh, my weird. God, Tony.
Wow, Tony Hawk is in love with me.
That feels great. That's so That's nice. Awesome. Well, thank you for doing the show and thank you for sharing those feelings that you have for us. That's really, really nice. The game's going to be a smash hit. You know, keep doing everything you've been doing. Good luck with the boogie roller and the and all and Manja, your Thank family you. And the grocery store. And if you need anything, literally anything
Please
at all, do
reach
not hesitate
out.
To yes. ask.
All right. Well, as soon as you guys get back to me with an alpha build of this game, I can give you feedback.
Mm,
I have an alpha build.
Yeah.
Brett has one. Right. Brett, send that over.
I was born send with an alpha build. Oh, I can send it over.
He's sending it. He's sending me right now. All right. God bless everybody.
God bless you. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.